The state Supreme Court has nipped a strict statute on dog bites, but don't get rid of the leash just yet or leave the door open for your house pet. The court's decision is very narrow. Nevertheless, attorney Mark Lewandowski says it's captured the attention of homeowners.
It's not like floodgates are opened and that all of a sudden people that are bitten by dogs, you know, have no recourse. That's not the case at all. Unless you have very unusual facts like this particular situation.
Lewandowski helped a Marathon County couple fend off a liability lawsuit after their dog bit an unexpected guest. A friend had let herself into the couple's unlocked home to drop off cookies. That's when her daughter was bitten by the homeowner's dog. 3 stitches were required. Lewandowski noted that if the court had not allowed some leeway in the state's dog bite law, homeowners could be sued if a stranger came in.
If you were a homeowner and you had a dog in your home and a burglar burglarized your home while you were gone, even if you had the door locked, arguably you could be found liable under the dog bite statute in Wisconsin because it imposes strict liability.
State law says dog owners are responsible for the full amount of damage caused by their animals, but justices ruled that courts could place limits on that liability. Justice John Wilcox says otherwise there would be no stopping point. Homeowners who use a dog for protection might find they had no safety from lawsuits filed by strangers who enter without permission. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.